there is a machlokes amongst the Tanaim, whether we are Darshinon Taimo Dekra, the machlokes known between the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yehuda, whether we go and expound upon the mitzvahs of the Torah, what the reasons are. What the reasons are behind the mitzvahs, Darshinan Taima Dikra. This is a machlokes that comes up throughout Shas, most prominently probably in Meseches Bava Metziah, where the Gemara over there has a machlokes Tanoim. We know that there's an iser for a person to take a mashkon from an isha who is an almana. So the Gemara over there asks the question, is this dafka from a person, an isha, a woman who needs that mashkan to live? She's an aniya, she's a poor person, she needs that mashkan to live, and therefore you can't take it from her, or even from an isha, ashira, who doesn't need that mashkan. But since the Torah says, lo yisachbol, that you can't take it as a mashkan, the Torah says it, you can't start giving reasons why the Torah said it, and based on why the Torah said it, so then I will say that there are exceptions to it. That's a machlokes between Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, darshinan time of the Torah, and therefore, since it's fairly obvious that the reason behind the iser is in order to make sure that the woman still has her clothing, she still has her blanket, so therefore, if it's a woman who has stuff, she's an Isha Shira, therefore you could take the mashkan. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, lo darshina time of the Krah, we don't make exceptions on mitzvahs and any surim based on what we think the reasoning is. That's the machlekes darshina time of the Krah, or loy darshina time of the Krah. However, according to most Rishonim, there's a third shita as well. There's the shita of the Tanakamla Meseches Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara Meseches Sanhedrin discusses an Isser in this week's parasha. The Isser in this week's parasha, we know, when it comes to a melech, you're going to appoint a king upon yourself. And the Torah says, but this king, make sure he has certain limitations. Rak lo yarbe lo susim. He can't have too many horses. Velo yoshev es ha'am Mitzrayim, because then he's going to bring the nation back to Mitzrayim. Man harbe sus. We're concerned if he has too many horses, he's going to want to go back to get horses from Mitzrayim. Vilo yar belo noshim. Also make sure that he doesn't marry too many women. Why? Vilo yasir levavo. Because they are going to lead his heart astray. So the Gemara in the Mishnah, really, in Maseches Sanhedrin, has a discussion about this iser. One of the Tanaim says, as long as it's not 18, he's allowed to have 18 wives. More than 18, that is too much. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, even if it's more than 18, the only problem is if he's marrying women that are going to make his heart stray after Avodah Zarah and the likes, non-Jewish women, but if it's Noshim Tzidkoniyos, women that are going to enhance his Avodah Hashem, then he could marry it. And then comes Rabbi Shimon and with a separate reason. So the Gemara over there asks, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? That he's allowed to marry a lot of women as long as you're sure that those women won't entice him, bring him off of the derech of Hashem. What do you mean? V'lo yasir levavo, Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to tell me it's because the pasuk says the reason behind the is v'lo yasir levavo. Says the Gemara, we know Rabbi Yehuda's shita is loy darshin in time of the Krah. We don't make exceptions. We don't fashion the mitzvah or the iser based on whether what we think the reason is. So what's Rabbi Yehuda coming in over here and saying? No, it doesn't make a difference. As long as she's an Isha who's a tzadekes, you can marry as many as you want because the reason doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda, you're the one who holds lo darshin an taima dekra. Based on this, the Gemara concludes that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we are darshin an taima dekra when the reason is explicit in the psukim. Over here, the Torah tells us what's the reason. V'lo yasir levava, you can't marry too many women because we're nervous that he marries these foreign women, they're going to lead his heart astray. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Torah comes and tells us explicitly what the reason is, so then we're allowed to use that reason to define what the parameters are of those iser. The Tosfos HaRosh takes us a step further. The Tosfos HaRosh says, when it's so clear, when it's pshut el shel mikra, what the reason behind an iser is, so then of course we're allowed to use the reason in fashioning what the parameters of the iser are. For instance, says the Tosfos HaRosh, we know that there's an iser in the Torah, loisachsom shor bedisha. You can't use an ox to thresh while having it muzzled. It's just pure tzar velechayim. It's going to go thresh for you and it can't eat a thing. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, it's so clear to us that the reason over here behind the iser is because you're not allowed to cause pain to the animal. So therefore, in a scenario where allowing it to eat will cause pain, for instance, you know that the animal's sick, and allowing it to eat will cause it to become sicker. In that instance, of course, you're allowed to muzzle the animal. It's an Isser in the Torah. You're going to tell me, but the reason doesn't apply. But we're not Darshin in time of the Krah. Says Taisa Rosh, when it's so obvious what the reason is, so then we are Darshin in time of the Krah. Obviously, the parameters behind such a thing become very, very vague. When are we Darshin in time of the Krah? Just because it's obvious to you doesn't mean that it's obvious to everyone else. But that's the Shita of the Taisa Rosh. However, the Tanakama in Mesechus Sanhedrin that argues on that Shita of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the Melech, and says, no, 18 is 18, that's what the Torah says. Not one woman more, whether she is a tzadekes, whether she is sorry meno, it doesn't make a difference. Even though lo yosir es levavo, the reasoning behind the iser may not apply to marrying this woman, still, the Torah said an iser, lo yidashim adayim adakra, applies even when the Torah seems to give a reason, and that reason doesn't apply in this scenario. You can't make nafkaminas, you can't shape the Isser based on that, and you have to assume that the Isser goes across the board. This is how the Vilna Gaon understands the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara quotes a memra from Rabbi Yitzchak in this context, because we know Shlomo HaMelech erred when it came to these Isurim. He saw the Psukim, and he rethought that the reasoning behind the Psukim don't apply to him, so therefore he married more women, he had more horses, and therefore he was over on these Isurim, and he fell prey to those very reasons. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Maloi Nizgalu Tamei Torah. Why did the Torah, generally speaking, not give us the reasons behind Isurim, behind mitzvahs? Sharei Shtei Mikros Nizgalu Taimen. Because there are two psukim in the Torah where the Torah did reveal the reasons. Nichsho Behem Gadol HaOlam. And the Gadol HaOlam, Shlomo HaMelech, because the Torah revealed the reasons, and he thought that the reasons don't apply to him, therefore he went ahead and was over these Isurim, and still the reasons did apply to him. So therefore the Torah said, I'll show you through these mitzvahs that it's not kedai for me to tell you the reasons, because then people are just going to think that it doesn't apply to them, and they're going to be over those Isurim. Ksiv lo yar b'loy noshim, amr shloime, ani arba v'loy oser. It won't happen to me, and we know what happens in the end of the story, the pasuk in Malachim, vayihi le'ei zikna shloime noshav hitu es levavo. They end up leading him astray. So from this piece in the Vilna Gaon, it seems very simple that the reason the Torah doesn't normally give us the reason behind the Isurim is because people are going to erroneously assume that the reason doesn't apply to them, when really it does. But the Vilna Gaon elsewhere expounds upon this and gives us a little bit more understanding as to what he meant. And he explains that every Isur in the Torah, every Isur in the Torah, every mitzvah in the Torah, everything has multiple reasoning behind it. There are many reasons behind every Isur, there are many reasons behind every mitzvah. There's obviously in every scenario the most obvious. But just because the most obvious doesn't apply, the one that would seem to us to see the most likely reason, which should be the pashup shot in the mitzvah, just because that doesn't apply, there are many deeper, much deeper reasonings behind every iser. So says the Vilna Gaon, if the Torah was to reveal to us what the reasoning behind the isurim are, and then a person were to say, well, this reason doesn't apply to me, just as Shlomo HaMelech said, that reason of being led astray by the women, that doesn't apply to me. So then he's going to be over the Isser because he thinks the reason doesn't apply. Why do I have to listen to the Isser? When in fact, he's right, the main reason doesn't apply. But there are myriad of reasons behind every Isser which still do apply to him. So says the Vilna Gaon, it's something unbelievable. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made Shlomo HaMelech be nichshol in this Isser, not because he was incorrect. What was Shlomo HaMelech thinking? I could handle it, and then we see he couldn't handle it. So he was just wrong. He thought that he was stronger than he was. Says the Vilna Gaon, no, he was right. In general, he had the character, he had the strength of spirit to be Oymed bin Nisayon, and he was correct about that. What he didn't realize is that just because the Torah says that's the tam, that's the reason behind the Isser, there are many, many other reasons behind the Isser. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, you're right, that reason doesn't apply, you don't have to worry about it, but you're going to be over the Isser, what happens to all the other reasoning? So to show him that that was an incorrect thing, the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes him be Nichshol in that reason itself, the very reason that he thought he could be Oymed bin Nisayon, and he ends up falling prey to that reason as well. Says the Vilna Gaon, Zehu shenichshol adon kol hachachamim. This is what Shlomo HaMelech fell prey to. Belachu nashim harbe. He says, I'm not going to fall prey. I'm not going to follow these wives to Avodah Zarah. Kizehu atam asher aser Torah, and that's seemingly what is the reason that the Torah made it aser. That's the reason which is explicit in the Psukim. V'achacham yikol adam nishan al binoso. He relied on his own understanding. Asher eno doimehu lechol adam asher pnei adama. V'alkein lo yichshal b'daver. And therefore he thought, I'm not going to be nichshal in this iser. V'heru loy min hashamayim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom showed him min hashamayim. Asher levara atam aposha. Except aside from the obvious reasons behind every iser, yesh o tam shu aderech hasod anelim, there are many reasons which we don't understand. Val kein nichshol gam b'tam hapashit. So to show him, to teach him this lesson, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, I'm going to make you be nichshol in the reason, the obvious reason as well, to show you don't make these type of justifications for yourself. Just because the reason doesn't apply, you think you could beat over, that's one reason. There's so many more reasons that still do apply. In fact, the Mefarshim explained, based on this Vilna Gaon, a very interesting set of psukim in Parshas Achremos, where the psukim over there tell us that in the Midbar, every animal that was slaughtered, you had to bring it as a korban, you had to bring the dam to the Mishkan. And the psukim over there say, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe, why am I commanding that every shechted animal, that its blood be brought in front of me in the Mishkan? Why can't they just eat an animal regular the way that we do? Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll tell you the reason for it. Because I'm concerned that they're going to end up slaughtering for Avodah Zarah. So I'm going to make sure that every shechita is not only not done l'Avodah Zarah, but it's done l'shem Shemayim, says the Rebbeinu Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo yizbichu oides ivcheyem. Because of this mitzvah, I'm giving to them to force them that every animal, every piece of meat they want to eat, there has to be something brought to the Rebbeinu Shalom that will cause them to v'lo yizbichu oides ivcheyem l'seirim. They won't be shechting anymore l'avodah zarah. But then Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and repeats this mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, and he leaves out the reason. Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and he says, "Va'aleim toimar." You tell them, Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ish ish ribeis Yisrael." Make sure that everyone brings the dam to the Mishkan. But he doesn't say anything about what the reason is. Explains the Vilna Gaon, because when you're telling people the reason, they're telling people Yisurim, you can't tell them the reason. Perhaps they'll think that's the only reason. And if the reason doesn't apply, I don't have to follow the Isser. And that, of course, is a grave, grave mistake. There's a bigger chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, and that is that this concept that he's describing now, that every mitzvah in the Torah, every iser in the Torah, has multiple reasons behind it. And therefore, just because one reason doesn't apply, doesn't mean that you could ignore the iser, you could ignore the mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon says quite emphatically that that applies to Isurei Derabbanan as well. A tremendous chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, which makes many, many nafkaminas in different areas. For instance, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon say very clearly that although the Ramah seems to paskin that the iser of Gilui Mashkin, you leave water open. So the Gemara says such a thing is aser. We're nervous that the snake came in and put some of it venom in it. Says the Ramah, of course, it's only in places where you have to be concerned about snakes. The Vilna Gaon was extremely makbid about such a thing, as it says in Maisarav, Giloy Oser, Afshe Ein Nachashim Mitzuyim Beineinu, even though there are no snakes. So the main reason doesn't apply at all. V'huzal haya nizar me'od me'od bedavar. Even in chutzar, no matter where you are, even if there are no snakes in this entire area, doesn't make a difference. Because that was just the main reason behind it. But once they were misakin, the reason, the mitzvah, the issur, the rabbanan, chazal had many, many different reasonings behind it. Ad kidei kach, the Vilna Gaon says, a person who wants to be master his tefillah, doesn't want to have any foreign thoughts come into his mind during the tefillah, he has to be makbid on the iser of Gilui Mashkim. They say the story, the Vilna Gaon's Tamidim, quote it right over here, that he was makbid every day, his misharis would bring him water, fresh water, because he was concerned about Gilui, that it was uncovered. And one day he told it was a big storm, and his misharis thought he could get away by just bringing him some of yesterday's water. Who's going to know? Anyways, he gives it to the Gaon, and the Gaon drinks some of it, and after Shachris, he comes to him and he tells him, I know you brought me old water, I couldn't concentrate at all during davening. He says, there's many deeper things going on in every single Isser Derabbanan. Not only Isuri Deraisa, every Isser Derabbanan, and therefore, all these Isurim, where the reason seems to be obvious, the Vilna Gaon was always Machmer. When it comes to Chol of Yisrael, we know there's a big Machlekes, where Moshe later, more famously, was matter much of Chol Yisrael, because there's no non-Jew, no, we're not milking any non-kosher animals anymore. But this kula really comes from the Pri Chodesh, and many earlier than Ramesha as well. Vilna Gaon, of course, took the shita that you have to be machmir. Why? Because that's just one reason, the Isser, because we're concerned that treif milk is going to be included. But there are many other deeper reasons as well. Based on this, the Vilna Gaon brilliantly explained a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos says that they asked a person to learn close to the fire, because we're nervous, Shemayate, you're going to tilt the flame, and you're going to end up causing kibui and havara, for the light's going to get bigger and dimmer. The Mishnah Maseches Shabbos doesn't say Shemayate. The Mishnah Maseches Shabbos just says that they asked you to read next to the lamp. The Braisa then comes and explains, because why? Shema Yata. The Gemara tells a story about a certain Tana, Rabbi Yishmael, who thought that reason doesn't apply to me. It's not going to happen. I'm going to end up tilting it. Not going to happen to me, says Rabbi Yishmael. He goes next to the candle. He begins to read, and he's about to turn it. And he says, oh, I see how smart the Chachamim are. The Chachamim just said that you're not allowed to read. They didn't say why. Why? Because they didn't want me to justify and say it won't happen to me. They just said, lo yikra, don't read. The Chachamim later in the Braisa, they said, lo yikra shemayate. Once you give the reason, then already people start justifying in their minds. But once, if the reason doesn't apply to me, I don't have to listen to it. So says the Vilna Gaon, both in Isuri deraisa and Isuri derabanan, Chazal and the Rabbeinu Shlomo always were makbid, with few exceptions, not to give the reasoning, in case a person would think that that's the only reason, and then he would, if that reason doesn't apply, I don't have to listen to it. So you should never think of such a thing. Every Isuri deraisa, every Isuri derabanan has many, many reasons. Whether you think the reason applies to you or not, there are a plethora of reasons that certainly do apply.
Rav Kedash, Shmei Rabba, V'yamani Baruch Hirotei, V'yamlich Makotei, V'chayei Chon, V'yamei Chon, V'chayei Chopei Yisrael, V'agolav Yisman Kariv, V'mru Amen.